Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with me on this Tuesday. We're in a series that I am very excited about called Progress to Perfection. It's all about how God is putting us in His processes and in His, really in the path of becoming the perfect beings we're made to be. Now remember, if you've been with us, you know that perfect does not mean without flaw. Perfect means suited to a purpose. And one of the really important things that Derek taught us yesterday was that there are two ways we can look at who we are in God or how we function in God. One is our external accomplishments, but the other is our internal development. Now, our external accomplishments are important, but it's who we are. It's our internal development that has to be fully matured, fully developed, so that we please God and conform to the image of Jesus. Now, listen, if you miss any of this teaching, you can log on to DerekPrince.org, and you're not going to want to miss what's coming later in our program as the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett, joins me here in the studio. So let's get our Bibles and get a notepad and get a pencil and be ready to really take notes as Derek Prince teaches us about progress to perfection.
Our starting point for this theme, progress to perfection, was the command given by Jesus to his disciples in Matthew 5:48. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. We saw that that's a very clear, practical command. It cannot be misunderstood. Jesus wants us to be perfect, and the standard of perfection is God the Father. And I use the example of the word round. A thing is either round or it's not round. All circles are round, but circles differ in size. God the Father is like the great circle that embraces the whole universe. You and I can be just tiny little circles, but perfectly round, perfect, each in our own appointed place. Today we're going to turn to the words of another of the outstanding characters of the New Testament, the Apostle Peter. In his own characteristic language, Peter sets out for us very clearly the goal of our Christian life, but he also states seven successive steps that we must take to attain this goal. I'm going to read to you from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. Peter is speaking about all that God has provided for us through our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. And he says, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Let's look at the goal that Peter states there. It has two aspects, the positive and the negative. The positive aspect of the goal is to participate in God's nature, to become partaker of God's own divine nature. Isn't that an astonishing goal? And yet it's stated there so clearly, and it's exactly in line with the goal that Jesus stated. Be perfect as your Father is perfect. Then the negative aspect of the goal, which follows necessarily and logically, is this: to escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So the more we become partakers of the very nature of God, the further we escape from the corruption that's in this world through evil desires. They are necessary consequences, one or the other. They're like the two opposite sides of one coin. The positive, become partaker of God's nature. The negative, escape the world's corruption. But Peter also states seven successive steps that we must take to achieve this goal. And I want to read them to you again, emphasizing them. He says, for this reason, make every effort. In other words, it's going to require real application on our part. Add to your faith goodness. We start with faith. The first step is goodness. To goodness, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. to self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. So there are the successive practical steps toward the achievement of our goal of perfection. The starting point is faith. The seven successive steps that follow from faith are 1, goodness, 2, knowledge, 3, self-control, 4, perseverance, 5, godliness, 6, brotherly kindness, and 7, love. Love isn't something that just happens. It's not a wishy-washy emotion. It's not primarily emotional. It's primarily in the will, and it takes self-discipline to achieve that kind of love. In the remainder of my talk today, I'm going to deal specifically with the starting point for this progress to perfection. The starting point is faith. It's very important to see that. And there is no alternative. There is no other point from which you can start and get in line with the process that will take you on to God's goal for you. You have to begin with faith. This is stated emphatically in many passages of the New Testament. For instance, in Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." That's very clear, isn't it? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. No matter what else we may have that we consider good, without faith, it isn't pleasing to God. And if we come to God, we must believe. There's no alternative for believing. We must believe 2 things. First, that God exists, but that's not enough in itself. Secondly, that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. In other words, we must believe that if we meet God's conditions and faithfully obey what he shows us in his word, then he will bring us to the place that he's promised. It's faith in God's faithfulness and wisdom. Without that, we can't even begin this progress to perfection. It's important to see that this kind of faith is not primarily doctrinal, intellectual, but rather it's a personal relationship to God. It's illustrated by the words of Paul in 2 Timothy 1:12. "That is why I'm suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." Paul was near the end of his life. He was in a very difficult situation, in prison, alone, awaiting execution. Some of his best friends had forsaken him, and yet he still had firm, unshakable faith. And I think one of the keys is that his faith was not in a doctrine, but in a person, in God. He said, "I know whom I have believed." Lots of people would say, "I know what I have believed," but that won't see you through. A what will not help you in that evil day that's coming. I know whom I have believed. Our faith must be directly and personally in God, his faithfulness, his ability, his wisdom. Secondly, I think the key to that relationship with God is stated there where Paul says, "I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." Another version says, "what I have committed." The key to that kind of relationship with God is commitment to God. Total, unreserved, personal commitment to God. To put your life totally in God's hands, say, "God, I'm yours, do with me what you will." And I believe out of that kind of commitment, there comes that kind of faith which Paul demonstrates there. So can you say that? "I know whom I have believed." That's where it all begins.
You know, Derek has touched on one of the great themes in Scripture, and that is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We think often in terms of what we do for God, but actually the Bible simply says that we please him by believing that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Listen, Dick Leggett with me later in our program as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Contrary to what religious tradition and the enemy of your soul have tried to tell you, God wants you to have a life that is filled with meaning, blessing, purpose, and peace. Such a life is God's highest and best for you. The problem is that all too often, Christians don't know how to walk in the life that their Heavenly Father wants for them. That's why Derek Prince's powerful book called Receiving God's Best is so important. In Receiving God's Best, Derek Prince paints a clear and practical picture of that life, of meaning, blessing, and purpose, And with it, you'll find out how to experience that truly wonderful life for yourself. All this week, you have the opportunity to receive a copy, absolutely free and postage paid, as our way of saying thank you for listening. To receive your own free copy of Derek's book, Receiving God's Best, simply ask for it when you call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Find out how to receive God's best into your life. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Receiving God's Best when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you've been with me all along as we've been talking about progress to perfection, one of the great Derek Prince teachings. And I want you to listen in the next portion of this teaching to something that Derek told his students when he was a teacher trainer in Africa. It's a real key to character. It's a real key to our advancement in our professions. And it's something you rarely hear anyone talk about in our generation. Let's listen.
The starting point must be faith. And that for this there is no alternative, there's no other point from which we can begin except the point of faith. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, without faith it is impossible to please God. When we come to God, we must believe two things, that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. In other words, we have to believe in God to the extent that if we do what God tells us, we believe He'll achieve for us what He has promised. That's the initial starting point. We have to have faith in God's goodness, His faithfulness, His wisdom, and His power. This faith is not primarily doctrinal or theoretical, but it's a personal commitment to God which allows Him to do whatever He wants in our lives. So that's the basis, the starting point, faith. Today we're going to look at the first upward step, which is goodness. Looking again for a moment in verse 5 of 2 Peter chapter 1, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Notice Peter says, make every effort. It's something that's going to take our attention. It's going to have to be priority number one in our personal development that we take these steps. So then the first upward step is goodness. Now some of the other translations use the word excellence. And it's important to get the right picture of what is meant here by goodness. In the Greek of the New Testament, the word used is arete, which is a word with a long history and many associations in the Greek language. And in essence, I think the best translation is excellence. And it's excellence in any area in which you find yourself doing something. For instance, the arete of a horse is to run fast. That's what you expect of a horse, to run fast. So it's not simply moral goodness. In a certain sense, it's efficiency. It's doing whatever you do right. And this is what I believe Peter means. The key to it is that you apply your faith. You don't merely have faith and say, I'm a believer, but you make your faith work wherever you are, in what area of life you find yourself, whatever calling or vocation. You make it plain to people to whom you testify that you're a believer, that your faith is doing things for you which you could not do for yourself. See, James says in his epistle, chapter 2, verse 17, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. I'm afraid there's an awful lot of dead faith in the church. Faith that's just words. People testify, but they don't produce. What Peter is saying is add to your faith excellence. Make your faith work. Show people that it produces results that are worth having. And I'm going to take some very simple practical examples of this in various areas of life that are familiar to us. Talking about achieving excellence out of our faith, I'm going to take three simple examples from everyday life. The example of the teacher, the housewife, the young person. For 5 years in East Africa, I was principal of a college for training teachers. It was a Christian college, And our primary motive was to make good Christians out of those teachers. And I praise God as I look back that many of them came to know Jesus Christ in a personal way. But their reaction was often what I would consider illogical. They would say, in effect, now I've become a Christian, you're going to treat me differently. You're going to expect less of me. You let me get away with things I didn't get away with before. And I would have to say to them, don't imagine that for a moment. If you could be any kind of a teacher before you were a Christian, after you've become a Christian, you ought to be at least twice as good a teacher. If you could do it without the help of God, without prayer, without the wisdom God can give you, how much better you should be as a teacher when you have all that help from God. So don't lower the standard, raise the standard. In fact, I would say to them, I'm not really convinced that you're a Christian until you begin to produce excellence in your job. Or let's consider the example of a housewife, something that is perhaps a little bit looked down on in our contemporary culture, but the truth of the matter is, we need housewives. And I'm glad for a wife who is a housewife as well as a helper in many, many ways. And I've noticed sometimes with Christian women that when they have a real experience with the Lord, they tend to get super spiritual. Their life is given up to prayer meetings, reading spiritual books, listening to spiritual tapes, and sometimes they're my tapes. Well, I'm all in favor of listening to my tapes, but I want to tell you that if your husband isn't a believer and you approach him on that basis, he's probably going to stay an unbeliever because he doesn't want to go to bed at night with the sound of Derek Prince's voice in his ears if he isn't a believer. He wants to see that you're a better housewife than you ever were before, that you cook better, that you keep the house cleaner, that you take better care of him. And when he sees that, believe me, sooner or later he's going to want to know what made the change in you. Then you'll have an opportunity to tell him about your faith in Jesus, and he'll believe you because he's seen the evidence, you see? So we've got to show people the evidence in excellence. The third example I would just mention is that of a young person, say a teenager or a college student, who's had a wonderful dramatic encounter with Jesus Christ. One of the first tests of its reality will be the relationship of that young person to his parents. And many young people, even though they have a confession of faith in Jesus, have never adjusted or set right their relationship to their parents. I want to remind you that the first commandment with promise is honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you. And I tell you from long personal observation of many cases, if a young person becomes a Christian and does not learn to honor father and mother by obedience, by yielding to discipline, by sometimes sacrificing his own will and interests for those of his parents, it never really will be well with that person. But the young person whose life is so changed that he's obedient, that he's courteous, that he does whatever he's asked to do cheerfully and efficiently, believe me, that young person is going to have a very good chance to win his parents to the Lord. I'm talking out of personal observation and experience. So remember, add to your faith excellence.
What a gutsy thing Derek told his African teacher trainees. He said, I'm not really convinced that you're a Christian until you begin to produce excellence in your job. As Derek teaches it, there's a connection between the excellence that we offer as we do even the natural things in this world and our commitment to Jesus Christ. What a revolutionary truth in an age that has sought to divorce spirituality from our daily lives. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Contrary to what religious tradition and the enemy of your soul have tried to tell you, God wants you to have a life that is filled with meaning, blessing, purpose, and peace. Such a life is God's highest and best for you. The problem is that all too often, Christians don't know how to walk in the life that their Heavenly Father wants for them. That's why Derek Prince's powerful book called Receiving God's Best is so important. In Receiving God's Best, Derek Prince paints a clear and practical picture of that life, of meaning, blessing, and purpose. And with it, you'll find out how to experience that truly wonderful life for yourself. All this week, you have the opportunity to receive a copy, absolutely free and postage paid, as our way of saying thank you for listening. To receive your own free copy of Derek's book, Receiving God's Best, Simply ask for it when you call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Find out how to receive God's best into your life. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Receiving God's Best when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Today we're listening to Derek Prince teach us about progress to perfection, a marvelous teaching. And joining me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Dick, great to have you here.
Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you know what? This teaching that we're hearing from Derek, in a sense, almost defines why this broadcast exists in the first place. I mean, we are here to help people get on the road to perfection in the sense that perfection is being suited to their purpose.
Right.
You know, if they're not saved and they get saved through what Derek is teaching or the proclamation of the gospel through this show, then that's a progress to perfection. If they've been Christians for 50 years, but they deepen in their holiness, deepen in their commitment to Jesus, that's again progress towards perfection. And so really what we're about here is helping people progress to the purposes of God for their lives, which biblically is defined as perfection.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are put off by that word perfection, Stephen, because they think, you know, I've got to be absolutely pristine. And, you know, that's not what it's saying.
Nobody is. Nobody ever is.
It's true. And you can't get there. So, I mean, you know, there are two reactions to that. One is, well, I'll never get there, so why should I even try? And the second one is that you say, well, I'll just do everything I possibly can to just be the best person in the world. And that puts you in a place of legalism. So neither of those work very well. But I really like it when Derek starts to talk in terms of perfection being that fulfillment of your place in God. And the other way I've heard perfection talked about in Scripture is basically as being mature. You know, there's a passage, I'm not exactly sure where it is, but it says, for as many of you as are perfect. And it's not talking about the perfect saints out there. It's talking about as many of you as are mature. So this is where God's wanting to take us. And I think, again, as we've talked about before on this program, that's a process. And isn't God good that he doesn't expect it all at once?
Well, and I think for a lot of Christians, they're really shocked that on the day they're born again, they're not perfect instantly. I mean, you get born again in an instant experience, but then holiness is perfected in your life. Perfection is perfected in your life, if I may use that phrase, progressively. And we Americans in particular, aren't very happy about slow, tedious, thorough processes. We like instant, add water and stir microwave. But that's maybe why this teaching is a bit challenging for some folks. Now, Dick, we want to resource the people. So tell us about the book that we're offering to the folks here.
All week long, all you have to do is log on to derekprince.org, or you can call our toll-free number. It's 800-448-3261. And you can receive a copy of this book by Derek Prince, Receiving God's Best. And it, again, will help you with the process. There are 8 points in there of ways that you can basically decide to receive God's best.
Dick, it's always great to have you here, and thank you for all your hard work with DPM.
I'm enjoying it, Stephen, but thank you for what you're doing here. We're grateful for what you're doing here on Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to request your copy of Derek's book, Receiving God's Best, available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners absolutely free. Call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The book and the phone call are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your free copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.